Welcome to Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. In this ep, I fire rapid questions at one of our fearlessly failing guests. P.S. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not so good at the rapid part. I get too intrigued by the awesome answers. Now, a new ep is going to drop every Wednesday. So enjoy this shorter style episode of Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. Welcome to the hot seat.
Oh, thank you.
Bron Lewis.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice and quick, nice and fun. Favourite city?
Favourite city. I'd say Melbourne. I've lived in other places. I mean, in Australia. I'd also like to say Paris, but I don't think I'm cultured enough to understand what I'm saying.
What about favourite nature spot? Do you have a favourite nature spot?
Oh, there's this beautiful spot. Oh, I love the beach. But I don't necessarily love swimming. I wish I was a beach swimmer. You know how people do you swim in winter?
Not the winter. Well, Byron Bay is where I'm based in Australia. Like, mate, I turn into a mermaid. I'm like, take me to the water.
Oh,
I snorkel.
See, that's lovely.
I go kayaking with the turtles. I'm like a beach person.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like sitting on it. So we're basically twins, yeah.
No, my boyfriend's the same as you. He got, he's going to kill me for doing this. He got seasick from swimming in the ocean being too rough.
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
He's going to kill me. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
A superpower. I would like to see into the future. I would love to see what is coming next.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Be so nice. Oh. Do you have a favourite song? Do you have like a pump up song before your gigs?
I don't have a pump up song, but what I've learned about myself is I love, I'm not very good at accepting new songs into my life.
Yeah.
Like I will have
old
and I will just sit on those for a long time.
We're about the same age, so I feel like I'd be able to relate.
Yeah. So there's, anything from, when I lived in Ireland for a while, there was this band called Bellex One and it's just,
it takes
me straight back to exactly where I was.
Yeah.
At the same time, like there's some albums that I can never listen to ever again because it takes me back to wherever that was.
Yeah.
I remember in high school getting over a boy listening to Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
and
I'll
be grateful to her forever.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. What about movies? Is there a movie you can watch on repeat?
Yeah. I love Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Great.
And then I love In Bruges, which was this, it's so good, lol. It's so good. It's got Colin Farrell and it is so brilliant.
Colin Farrell.
And I also loved Mr. Holland's Opus, which was like
I haven't seen.
Oh, it's great. It's this one about this really inspiring teacher, his music teacher, and he has a son and his son is deaf and he has to then try and relate to something that he loves without the thing that he loves the most, which is so interesting. And it's a beautiful movie that makes me bored. My eyes out.
Love it.
Mr. Holland's Opus, highly recommend.
Sweet or savoury? Food wise.
Sweet.
Yeah, me too. What would you have?
Oh, chocolate. I love it
like
so
Cadbury's,
much.
Like the
bad
love stuff.
It. Yeah. If there's dark chocolate, I'm like, why did someone put charcoal in this? I wish I was better.
Do you like
better.
White chocolate?
Yeah, I'd eat it. Dream. Yeah, it's a dream.
You know it. Final advice for somebody that might want to be a stand-up comic, is there any little mantra or piece of nugget?
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you are waiting to be comfortable, you are going to be waiting for a very long time and you are going to not enjoy any of it. So much of stand-up is uncomfortable and so much of it is great because it's uncomfortable. So just get used to feeling a little bit unsure of yourself and then that is where the magic happens.
Yeah, I love it. And I've loved having you on this pod. Thank you so much, Bron.